Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's end the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Hello, hello, hello. It is the Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. I got great news, great news. I was at Roswell Park yesterday for my checkup, and guess the word undetectable. My PSA number is undetectable. How good is that? I feel really good about that. Now onward and upward. It's Beach and Company. Hang in there.
Newstalk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Well, yesterday afternoon was a good afternoon for this show. I can tell you why, because 000 undetectable. I don't know if it was 00, but it was undetectable at Roswell Park. I'm very happy about that. And while that was going on, Tony Caligiuri's team was crushing their opponents again. How old are these kids again?
Let's see, 10, 11, and 12.
10, 11, and 12, playing baseball, crushed their opponents. What was the score?
It was a close game. It was 24 to 4.
24 to 4.
In five innings.
Did you just set the ball on the ground and let them hit it like a golf ball, or what?
Well, unfortunately, the other team had control problems with their pitching and walked a lot of batters. We were up 7-0. In the first inning, just on walks, we had no hits. And then by the third inning, we told the kids, no, you can't steal anymore, and just to try to make it so that we're not.
Because
we probably could have put up 30-something the way it was going.
Yeah, I assume that at that age, control is the hardest thing of any player at that age, getting it over the plate. Do they actually ever get strikes over the plate?
Yeah, earlier this year, our three pitchers combined on a no-hitter.
Did they really?
Yeah. So few can. But, I think in today's day and age where travel baseball is so important, I mean, it's essentially a status symbol for a lot of parents. So any kid that can throw is winding up on travel teams, and the house teams like mine suffers a little bit from it.
All right. Well, I can understand that, but at least they're getting out. You don't have a game tonight.
No game until Monday, and then Wednesday we are in your neck of the woods.
Oh, my neck. I'm king of that area.
You are.
Yeah, I am. I dominate Pendleton. There's not a lot to dominate. It's a nice town, but
I like it there.
It's not that big. You know what I'm talking about? Now, let me see if I got this right. Ulysses Wingo will not be at school when his son graduates. And let's talk about that. You know the situation. Ulysses Wingo is a councilman for Buffalo. He's a city councilman, okay? He has a pistol permit. He has a right to carry a firearm in New York State. And with the normal guidelines, there are places you can't carry, obviously. But basically, he is legal to carry a firearm in places where it is legal to carry a firearm. He went to a school, and once he got in the school, he totally forgot that he was carrying his gun. It was on him. Now, for those of you who think, how could you do that? If you carry a gun every day, like a policeman does, or anybody whose job requires them to carry a gun every day, it becomes part of you. You don't forget it's there, but it's not top of the mind awareness. All right. When you first, I've had a pistol carry permit for years and years. I've had it in every state I've been in. And you do, if you carry every day, you do kind of become immune to the fact that there it's there. You know it's there, but you're not. Yeah, it's not the first thing you think about, okay? So he immediately did what I think was very responsible. The principal of the he had the gun locked up in the safe at the behest of the principal. They even took the magazine out of the gun and separated it and stored it with a another person. So the gun was in, locked up in the school safe. The ammunition was secured by school personnel. I think he did it exactly as right as you can do it if you accidentally carry a gun someplace not supposed to. Okay, well, a couple of days later, the brouhaha came out that that happened, and he was banned by the school board from being in the Buffalo schools for X amount of time. And in the X amount of time is his son's graduation from high school. That's a big deal to everybody. It's certainly a big deal for dad and mom and the kids, and it's a family event, and everybody's happy and moving forward. But the Buffalo School Board last night voted not to let him, not to lift the ban so that he could go to his son's graduation. Now, when you get a pistol permit, a couple of things happen. One, they can take it away for almost any reason. I mean, you want chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla? Oh, well, you have to yank your permit. No, they tell you that right away when you first get it. We can take it for almost any reason. All right, and then sometimes it's a heavy load to get it back. And people that get permits are responsible gun owners. But they're not saints, and they're not perfect. Okay? They are not perfect. Occasionally, you can make a mistake. Now, I was not against some kind of opportunity to make this a lesson, but, you know, with some kind of a maybe taking the permit away for 30 days or something like that and then returning it. But this, I think, is it's not right. It, you know, it's not a huge issue if you're not him, but if you are him and his kid and his family, it is a big deal. So I strongly think that the school board did the wrong thing. What do you think, Tony?
I hate it. You know, it makes me sick to think that he's going to miss his son's graduation.
Yeah, you know how you'd feel if you missed Nick's graduation.
Oh, I would be outraged. I don't even think I would be able to obey by that. I would find a way in. I'd put on a wig, you know, makeup,
whatever. You look good in a wig. You should try it.
I did. Remember when I dressed as Don Burns?
That's right. You did dress as Don Burns. I forgot that. So what do you think, Beamer, if you were on the school board, would you allow him a little waiver so that he could go to his son's graduation?
That's exactly what I would do. I am not against them saying, hey, stay off school grounds for so long. Yeah. There has to be some kind of punishment, but I think that's a little over the top for a mistake. I mean, something he is going to now not have that memory for the rest of his life.
I'll tell you one thing. The last person that you know that has a permit that would forget it would be him. He'll never forget it, okay? So that's a lesson I guarantee you that is well learned. So lesson well learned, no harm, no foul. The rule was broken, but even the DA chose not to prosecute.
I could understand if he knowingly went in there with the gun or he just started dishing out BS to get himself out of trouble.
Yeah.
Then I can understand it, and I can see where the school board's coming from. But like you guys are saying, this is a bit harsh to make him miss his kid's graduation.
All right. What do you feel? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. This subject has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I promise. We'll be back after this. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we're asking, should Councilman Wingo be allowed to attend his son's graduation? The school board voted last night not to give him an exemption so that he can go. I think it was a mistake. It was an honest mistake. Obviously, there's some kind of penalty. This is harsh. I think it's too harsh. And I think we have to agree that people, human beings, are not perfect. I don't think there's a lot of sympathy up here on this board as I'm looking at it. Our text board is 30930, and that's where we get the first taste of what the people think. And sometimes the more exaggerated posts are first. They're right up there early. Okay, here's some of the posts from 30930. As one of our lawmakers, leaders in our community, he should be more mindful of the laws regarding ownership and carrying of weapons. I think he knew that. As I said, anybody out there perfect? Anybody out there ever make a mistake? That's how I would put this one. Here's another one. Wingo should be allowed to see his son graduate. Had a pistol permit for 30 years. It was pulled for an order of protection issued against me by my brother. Here's another one. If he was a Republican, question, because we know that everything we discuss now, everything has to go through a filter of politics. Oh, by the way, Mitt Romney yesterday said on national television, speaking of politics, I wanted to mention this, he expects Donald Trump to win a second term by the largest majority ever in the history of our country. Now, that's saying something, especially since he's a former Speaker of the House, so he's not a lightweight, and that's what he thinks will happen. What do you think of that?
My jaw just dropped.
I saw it.
I have seen others say that as well, so it's not. It shouldn't be a shock.
I saw your jaw. It just dropped right down.
Can you help me lift it up?
Right on the console. What do you think, Buzzy? Do you think that's just a bravado, or do you think that that has any merit?
Mitt Romney, of all people,
not
said
Mitt
that?
Mitt Romney. No, Newt Gingrich.
Oh, I thought you said.
Oh, you said Mitt Romney.
Did I say Mitt Romney?
That's why my jaw dropped.
Okay. Oh no. I'm sorry. It was Newt.
Okay.
It was not.
That's it.
Because
more expected.
You got two guys with wacky names, Newt and Mitt. Okay. It was not Mitt. It was Newt.
Okay. So this isn't like yesterday where I.
Well, when I said he was Speaker of the House,
that confused because I looked at you.
Yeah. Huh? Mitt Romney was not Speaker of the House.
No.
Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House. I know that. I have that. I have a tattoo on my arm.
You do.
Says that. All right. So you're still surprised.
From Gingrich, it's more expected.
So your jaw did not drop.
No, it would. It's less of a drop with Gingrich than
it's an easier
Romney.
Drop. Okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
I mean, I can believe, you know, Newt Gingrich saying that does not shock me. I think Trump will have another big electoral victory. The popular vote will be closer.
Okay.
Considering the illegals that'll be voting.
Let's see. Here's Sandy. He already got a pass not to be prosecuted, so this is tough but fair punishment. And this is 30930. All right, let's see. As one of the lawmakers, leaders of the community, he should be more mindful of the law. And we've heard that. Let's take a break. Did I miss the 15 break totally? Did I scoot right past it? Or did I do it?
No, we did it.
Okay, I did it. Because I'm looking at my sheet. You know what? I didn't mark it off. My mind is turning to jello. I'm very efficient. I mark it off as soon as I do it, and I forgot to do that. All right, we want to know, what do you think? Did he get fair treatment or not? Is this a case where, because he was on the council, he was treated in a less cordial manner than if he was just a regular citizen? I don't know. I think he did what you could expect somebody who is responsible to do if they made a mistake. Lock the gun in the safe, take the magazine out so the gun's empty, okay? Give the magazine, and I think they even took the bullets out of the magazine, so you have an empty gun locked in a safe. You had bullets, and then you had a magazine separately secured by a member of the management there, and that's that. Now, you can't do any more than that. He could have just turned around and left, but I don't know. We never found out why he was there, but he may have been there as a parent. He may have been there as a councilman. We don't really know that. I don't think he was given any kind of break because he was on the council. I never got that impression at all.
Let me ask this. When you were going through the process of getting a gun permit, is there anything in literature or that you have to, that gets taught or ingrained into you about always knowing where your weapon is before entering a building? So it kind of strikes me as, I doubt that you forgot you had it on you.
Well, yeah, and I'm not buying that because I don't think there's any legitimate argument that can be made for He knew it, and he didn't care. He just disregarded it. If that was the impression, I'd want him. I'd want his permit taken. But that was not it. And he was cooperative, and I just think he got railroaded. I don't know why. Maybe they're trying to set an example. But if there was any intentional bringing the gun on school property, that'd be a different story. But it wasn't. It was strictly an accident. We'll be back with more Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The question, should Councilman Wingo be allowed to attend his son's graduation? I say yes for the reasons I've already given. Couple on the text board here. We got a lot of texts. And then I'll go right to the phones. Say, I can't believe that Law and Order Sandy doesn't agree with the decision. I also carry, and when you do, you never, and that's in caps, forget that you have it on. If you do, you should not deserve to be allowed to carry a handgun. Here's another. Black males have so few father figures that to deny this boy having his father at graduation would be a shame. The father's crime was such as a greater good. Attending his son's graduation should be put above punishing the father. I agree with that. I really do. And I am a law and order guy. And what he did, he broke the law. He admitted it, didn't try and cover it up. The DA did not think that it was in any way, shape, or form deliberate and decided not to prosecute. I'm with the DA on this one. And I am, as I said, a law and order guy. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to talk to you again, Fred. What's going on? What do you think? What do you think?
Well, I agree with that. I don't think he should have had any kind of there shouldn't have been any consequences. The man treated he did about all you could do other than turning around and going home,
which would have been the best choice, but the second best choice is what he did, I think.
Yeah. And I just don't believe that they're treating him. I think there's some politics involved.
Well, you know, he's on the, he's a councilman, and they're on the school board. Who knows? Maybe they have some things going back and forth that aren't making the headlines, and this is a little jab to get back even. We don't know that, but it's a guess because they really took a hard line. All right, I'm with you there, Fred. Good to talk to you all the way from New Mexico. Let's go to Gabriel in East Amherst. That's a little closer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hello, Gabe.
Hello, and congratulations on your bill of health.
Thank you. I was very happy to have a PSA that was undetectable. That's good. What's going on regarding this subject?
Well, I was telling the...
Screener?
Screener, yeah, that to me this looks like a case of bureaucratic nitpicking. You get a certain amount of bias in any group, whether it's government, religious, or civic, or business, whatever. I wonder how many of these are willing to make exceptions and give driver's licenses to illegals.
That's a even though they didn't get to vote on that. That's an excellent question. I'd like to know just who is in favor of it and who isn't. Good points, Gabriel. I think you and I are on the same page with this one. Oh, by the way, we're getting a lot of things now from various people wanting to present their points of view on things, and got an email from Lynn Dixon, and she is pressing hard to polling cards. She's running against polling cards for county executive to come out and say whether he agrees with the recently passed law that allows illegal aliens to get driver's licenses. He apparently has not taken a position on that.
That's so shocking, considering how much he's on Twitter.
Yeah, well, that's her claim. Now, I don't read his Twitter account or anything else, but she claims he has not made a position. She wants him to take a position. Her position is it's wrong, which is the position, I would guess, of most of our audience.
It's kind of strange that he's silent on that.
Yeah, he's not silent on anything else.
Right.
But we'll see where that goes. Let's go to Dave in South Buffalo. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Hi. This has been a pet peeve most of my life. If you or I were to break the law, we're told that ignorance of the law is no excuse, and we receive the full penalty of the law. Now, if a cop or a lawyer or a judge or a politician is caught breaking the law, they always argue, well, they're a pillar of society, the pillar of society, and they shouldn't be punished as severely. Now, to me, this is a two-tier justice system, because the ordinary citizen will be punished fully, but the people who know the law, the police, the judges, the cops, the politicians who know the law, they get off without any punishment.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll play devil's advocate. If you got a speeding ticket and you didn't get off, you had to pay a fine for it and all that, and points went on your license, the reason you didn't get a break probably was the fact that you purposely put your foot on the gas pedal knowing the speed limit and purposely went over it. That is not the case with the pistol permit man. He was carrying, but he didn't purposely bring it into the school. There would be no purpose to it. And so he did the best he could under the circumstances. I think he should have just turned around and left. But he secured the gun. He secured the ammo, and he secured the magazine. And that's pretty responsible stuff, even though he made a mistake. Okay? I guess he didn't want to hang around to listen to the answer. But that's my position. You know, in some things where you don't get a break, it was because you did them purposely. You didn't accidentally do something. Although I will say this. I think it's possible to get a speeding ticket and accidentally drift over the speed limit, because what happens is after a while you go by the scenery going by your car and you can kind of tell by the feel how fast you're going, and you're not really thinking about, am I going 7 miles over, and you drift up into another speed. That's why I like to use cruise control where I know that it's usually patrolled.
You know, I should have used that when I got pulled over for doing 85 in my Trans Am.
Yeah, and you did it purposely.
No, I
oh,
drifted.
Yes, you did. You wanted to see if your Trans Am would do 85.
Yeah, I put a fifth gear, and I don't know how it got up that
fast. Would think it could. It's capable of doing.
Sure.
I've had cars that are capable of close to 200 miles an hour. Have I gone 200 miles an hour? No. In fact, it's funny because I don't have a lead foot. I just like to have a big engine. Huh?
I hear that.
Big engine beach.
But
I
have
that.
A lead foot.
Now, that's a good nickname, Big Engine Beach.
Yeah.
You like that?
My dad was Tony Pontiac.
Really?
Yeah.
You had
my dad, his nickname was Tony Pontiac.
That was what his friends called.
Because he
him?
Had so many, he this was like it was his favorite cars. And then, you know, obviously then he wound up with the GTOs. And
little
yeah.
GTOs. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is Big Engine Beach and Company. Here's our deal of the day. We have a project to feed your appetite. Buffalo's Pizza Project invites you to get to work on their delicious menu. Yum, 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 yum. Get $20 gift certificates for the Pizza Project for $10. Save 50%. It's the deal of the day from MyBuffaloPerks.com. The question, should Councilman Wingo be allowed to attend his son's graduation. I got some texts up here. Okay, the whole board moved. But, oh, this says on a sidebar here, polling cars is probably okay with the illegal aliens coming here as long as they don't bring any plastic bags with them. He would want us to pay for the luggage, too. Yeah, that's about right. Here's one. Will you stop running that obnoxious commercial with tinnitus on it? Not yours, Tony. The other one that actually plays a note like this.
Okay. Yeah, it's, tinnitus is not fun.
Do I do a good tinnitus imitation?
Not the type that I have.
It's almost as good as my dental drill.
That one's good. That one is.
Here's those of you who have been to the dentist recently. This is my imitation of a dental drill.
Oh,
it
only threw me.
That hurts my mouth.
You like that?
Oh
man.
See, I'm really good at one thing. I do the best imitation of a dental drill you've ever heard. It's better than a real dental drill. If anybody needs that for commercial sake or anything like that, I am available.
You're good for parties.
I'm good for, let's see, your sister's having a bachelorette party.
This weekend, yes.
Maybe I would crash it and say, who wants to hear my imitation of a dental drill?
It'd be big.
That would add to the fun I'm sure they're going to have.
Now, do they do things at the female parties like they do at the male parties?
I don't know, Sandy.
Bachelor parties?
Believe it or not, I have not been invited to a bachelorette party or part of the planning.
It would be fun to go there just to check it out.
I have
not
watched
as exciting as my bachelor party.
Nevrith and I went to his son, Darren. Was it Darren or Dino? One of his son's bachelor parties. Okay. And we were there and eating and everything else. And then one of the other sons came up and politely asked us to leave. That's the first time that Danny and I have ever been asked to leave. Usually people pay us money to show up. And they were asking nicely to leave. So we understood that maybe they were uncomfortable being a bachelor party with their fathers there. And so we left. We went somewhere else to have dinner together.
That's one of the reasons why my bachelor party was PG.
Oh, yours was worse than PG. Yours was Henpeck City.
Yeah, but we had great entertainment.
Oh, my God,
the
Tony.
Sabres playing in, I forgot how many overtimes against Ottawa.
Did they snip you before they told you?
My father-in-law was going to be there. I didn't want any of that kind of stuff going on.
Like your father-in-law, who's a criminal attorney, hasn't seen anything.
I would have been uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
Yeah, speaking of bachelor parties and stuff.
Here he goes.
No, we don't want to hear that.
Look at People Magazine. You'll know what I'm talking about.
The fact that you're looking at People Magazine.
Is that still in print?
I hadn't seen one in years. They still make
People Magazine? Yeah, I'll bring it in tomorrow so you can read the article I was talking about.
Oh, look at the pictures.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, let's see. What else do we have? Sandy, the councilman should be allowed to see his son graduate. He did the best job at addressing the situation as soon as he realized his mistake. And that's the way I feel. Sometimes justice is having a little realization that this could happen to me, could happen to you. It happened to Mr. Wingo. I don't know him, by the way. I've never met him, so there's no personal bias in his favor. I just think, realistically, that's a big deal, watching your son graduate. It might even be a bigger deal in the minority community, and to miss that. I just thought it was a dirty pool. I just didn't think it was right or fair. But yes, I am a law and order guy. However, if you put on your judge's robes, you think there are times when no harm, no foul. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Here's another. They're acting like he forgot he had a gun on him during a school shooting. I'm with you, Sandy. He should have just turned around and left, basically. Yeah, well, that's the ideal situation. Just leave as soon as you realize it. Then nobody even knows you had it. Nobody knows you were there with it. Nobody knows anything. There was absolutely no harm. And as far as I know when I'm carrying, I recognize when I'm carrying. But if you carry on a regular basis, almost every day, it's part of your job, maybe, or a policeman, I can see where there is a time when you're not totally thinking that, okay, my first thought is I'm carrying a gun. We'll be back with more after we hear from Rush Limbaugh on the news on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.